Om Shanti, good morning. Today is 17th April, magic of blessing. May you be constantly cheerful and careful and make the treasures given by the Father your own by churning them. May you be constantly cheerful and careful and make the treasures given by the Father your own by churning them. So the explanation is, the image portrayed of you children churning and remembering knowledge on the path of devotion is of Vishnu. The snake has been shown as a bed, that is, the vices are under control. There is no need to worry about being defeated by Maya or of battling. You are constantly a conqueror of Maya, that is, you are carefree. Keep new points of knowledge in your intellect each day and churn them, and you will have a lot of pleasure. Keep new points of knowledge in your intellect each day and churn them, and you will have a lot of pleasure. You will remain constantly cheerful because by churning the treasures you are given by the Father, you experience them to be your own. You will remain constantly cheerful because by churning the treasures you are given by the Father, you experience them to be your own. So today Baba is talking about churning of knowledge points. So whenever Baba gives example of churning, who does he remember?
Cow.
Yeah, he gives the best example that cow does this rumination, that is known as rumination. That whenever you see a cow sitting, it will keep on chewing. So Baba says the cow which does not do rumination is disease, is not healthy. So same applies to us also. If we don't churn the knowledge, then we are diseased. We are not healthy in this Brahmin life. And Baba always says that when you do churning, manthan, then what do you get? Butter. And butter is very rich. And butter is full of fat. And everybody likes butter. You can apply it on the bread or roti, or you can put it in the khichdi, and it becomes so delicious. So same is churning of knowledge, that when we churn knowledge, we get so many beautiful points, and that elevates us. So when we churn knowledge, what happens to us?
Happiness,
pleasure,
lightness.
What else? Energetic, we become very enthusiastic. If we sit for 5 minutes or 10 minutes and churn knowledge, we become very happy, we become very energetic. It refreshes our mind, new ideas come. Like if we churn knowledge and then explain somebody 7 days knowledge, then we have new ideas to explain them. In different ways we can explain the knowledge. We become very alert every time, because if we are churning the knowledge every time, then we become alert with Maya also, and that's why verse says you become conqueror of Maya. We get spiritually intoxicated.
No waste.
And when you are occupied every time with Baba's knowledge, then there is no chance of waste coming to your mind. There is no wandering of intellect, right? Whenever we are given homework of churning the knowledge, or any topic we are given, we all have experienced that day, the day is very beautiful, the day is very, you know, we feel very fulfilled. See, we can see Shilpa Ben, that today she gave such a beautiful class on in Hindi about the journey in this Brahmin life. So so many points she took out, so I am sure that she was so much occupied taking out so many points. So, and then we get a better understanding of this knowledge when we churn the knowledge. When we just read it, we leave it. But when we churn the knowledge, then we get better understanding of it. More enthusiastic. We then want to tell others also once we churn knowledge. Then we understand it better, so we want to discuss it with others. We want to tell to others. And we can also understand Maya very nicely, how Maya will come, when it will come. Like for example, she was talking about journey in Brahmin life. So in this spiritual life, you know when this, how you have to remain alert in this journey. If you churn the knowledge, then you know that this is familiarity, or this is having more contact with somebody. You will only know this only when you churn knowledge. If you just read it and leave it, then we don't know. So there are so many things which comes up with churning of the knowledge. Now, second point is how to churn. People always ask us, no, when they come, how to churn, how do you prepare the topic? It's like that. Whenever we always give them example that if you have to think about waste and negative, you don't ask anybody, and it automatically goes on for hours and days and weeks and months about anybody. Whenever, even if we are not free, that time also we are churning negative about that person. It is so, it's such an irony, no? It becomes so natural. So, and when it comes to churning about something positive, churning on knowledge point, then we have to make effort. Why is it so, no? So, the main question people ask us is how to churn knowledge. So, what to answer them? How to churn knowledge? Take any point. Suppose whatever topic we get, first of all, think, what do you know about this topic? What do you know about this topic? First, write it down. And especially when you are a beginner in churning, then you should write down. Even any time of your stage of Brahmin life, you should write down whatever you churn. So then you can reflect back what you have churned. So what you know about this point? Then compare it with the Laukik world. Like example is this journey. So she has compared the entire spiritual journey and the Laukik journey. So what are the points in this and what are the points in this? This is one way of churning the knowledge. Then what are the different religions speaking on that topic? What Baba has told on that topic? Suppose if you are given topic on contentment, Santushtita. So, what do I know about contentment? What others have spoken about contentment? What Baba has till now spoken about contentment in different Avyak Murli, Sakar Murli? Connect those points like that. Then search the topic. Sometimes we think that we know the topic. Like today's Murli, Baba has mentioned Sarvodaya leader. Now, and Baba is speaking, Sarvodaya leader means the one who does mercy. And the father is the one who does mercy, the father is Sarvodaya leader. Now, where this word Sarvodaya leader is coming from? Who is this Sarvodaya leader? What is this movement? So, unless we go and research that topic, we don't know. So, this is also a churning. So, you can Google the topic. This is one thing. Then, any topic we get, how this topic is helpful to me in my efforts, in my purushad. So we can write down points how it is going to be helpful. And any topic, put the question how, when, where. So then, and start writing the answers. Why? So then this is churning. And then, and how to put it into practice. Then connecting points. Sakar Murli to Avyak Murli, different points, and then churning on that. This is also we can do. Then think related topics to Brahma Baba's life. What examples are there from Baba's life or Dadi's life or some Laukik world people, inspirational stories. Then as she started beautifully with a poem. Topic was on journey. She started with a poem on journey. So this is how you churn, how you connect, and then you can explain on that poem. So this is how we can churn the knowledge. Now the next question is people ask, when do you get time to churn? Yeah, so Baba has told that churn the knowledge. In one of the Avyak Murlis, Baba has told churn whole day. It is not that you will go in solitude and in nature and sit and churn the knowledge. It is not always the case. Everybody doesn't get that much time. So, like he's saying, while you are eating, while you are walking, while you go for a walk, if you go for a walk for 25-30 minutes, that is the best time to churn the knowledge. Like you are in the nature. In the bathroom. While taking shower. So that is the time you churn the knowledge and come back, and then you can write it down. Or when you are in your duty hours, in your department, many of us have this job when we sit on the table and do the job. So we can keep a paper on the side and then think on that topic and write it down. Because people think, oh, you are so busy, but still how do you churn? So this is the way. These are the times you have to really think, what are the timings I am free, and then fill in that timing with the churning. So, and Baba has told in one of the Sakar Murlis that best time to churn is after Amrit Vela. So after Amrit Vela, our mind is very fresh. So we can just sit for 10 minutes and then churn knowledge. And it is not always that we will get some topic and then only we have to churn. We can pick up our own topics and churn. So this is when to churn the knowledge. And then next question is, Baba has told that where you experience the knowledge to be your own once you start practicing it. When you use the knowledge point, then it becomes your. So these are some points on churning. Now I was thinking, what is the action plan? How to do it? How to do it? Like every time everybody doesn't get homework, every time you will not get topic, every time we don't have to go and speak somewhere. But Baba has told that churn the knowledge every day, then only it will become our treasure. So how to do it? We can take others' homework. So if so, be connected with this group, and if you think this is the topic for today, then start churning on that topic and writing down the points. So this is one
we
thing.
Can ask others also.
What?
To give some topic.
Yeah, we can ask anybody else. Okay, give me to today. My holiday is there, or I'm free today. So give me one topic to churn. Yeah, helping others with their homework. Give them points, give them 10 points, churn on them and then give it to them. So helping others. Then when we walk in Madhuban, there are slogans everywhere. So any slogan we can pick up, that today I will churn on this slogan. So anytime we are walking in Madhuban, just pick up the slogan and then start churning on that. And think that today this work I'm going to do. I'll take out 20 points or 30 points or 50 points on this slogan. Then next is everyday slogan. Now everyday slogan also we can churn for 10, 15, 20 minutes. So like if I'm walking from my room to the dining hall, start thinking about that today's slogan was this. Okay, how can this slogan I apply in my life? What is the yoga point related to this? What is the service point related to this? So churning on slogan. Then now people who stay outside, they don't have slogans in their house or anywhere. So what they can do is that they get blessing cards. They get blessing cards in festivals, or when they come to Madhuban, they get blessing cards. So keep that blessing cards with you. No? So take one blessing card every day when you go to your office or when you go to your workplace. And then think that this is the blessing card I will churn on. It's not only one word, it is two lines. So that two lines, you can make it into two pages. So you can churn on that. Yes, then there are thought for day calendars. Eh? Everybody has this thought for the day calendars. So every day you get beautiful thought for the day. So pick up that thought for the day and churn on it. It becomes your topic. Then Murli points. Yeah, every day Murli points. Highlight at least 5 points from the Murli and keep it. Once you read it in the morning, now that 5 points become your churning for the day. So we can do that. Or every day is blessing. Every day is blessing also. We can churn. Then we can have a small diary with us. Sometimes it is not easy to open Murli everywhere in front of everybody. People might object it. So keep a small diary and morning just write only 5 points in that small diary and keep it in your pocket. And whenever you have time, like when you are drinking tea, now 5 minutes you are drinking tea, take it out and that one point and churn on that point. Okay, so tomorrow if my topic is on churning, so every time whatever I am doing, I am going to think on churning only. That is, this is the point I am going to speak on. So whoever drinks water, at least milk. Then I feel whenever we churn knowledge, we should write it down so that we can reflect back on those points. So it's very important that whenever we are walking or anything, we churn, come back to room and write it down. So this is some of the practical ways we can churn knowledge. So Baba has, I'll just read it again. The image portrayed of you children churning and remembering knowledge on the path of devotion is of Vishnu. The snake has been shown as a bed, that is, the vices are under control. There is no need to worry about being defeated by Maya or battling. You are constantly a conqueror of Maya. That is, you are carefree. Keep new points of knowledge in your intellect each day. Today Baba is speaking about Sukshmavatan, subtle world, Shubhiras. So now think about Sukshmavatan, subtle world today. What is there in subtle world? What drills I do? what drills I do in subtle world. Baba is there, no? So, and what Baba has spoken till now about subtle world. So that he has spoken today about golden age, that there will be no mosquitoes, there will be no house flies there, there will be good number one furniture. So now he has told this much. And in Sunday's Murli, he has told about there will be vimans without pilots, there will be 9 colors of light. So connect points and write like in golden age, what beautiful things would be there. So this homework we can do today. And churn them and you will get... and you will have lot of pleasure. You will remain constantly cheerful because by churning the treasures you are given by the Father, you experience them to be your own. One more thing I will add here. Sometimes when we sit in yoga and sometimes our mind is wandering, what we can do in the beginning of 5 minutes of yoga, we can just churn on one topic for 5 minutes and then start yoga. That also brings about power of concentration in yoga. So your mind just kind of is concentrated and then you can do more powerful yoga. So first 5 to 10 minutes, or when you are sitting in yoga and your mind is wondering, today this happened, that happened, just keep it on side and pick up one topic from that day's Murli, and 5 to 10 minutes just think on that topic, and you will see that the next 45 minutes or half an hour will be very wonderful in yoga. So this is one thing we can do. Okay, Om Shanti.